Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how the Illuminati is run, and it's run by the Jesuits.
Okay. Tell me more.
And so it's the Freemasons, also the high-level Freemasons. I understand you're a Freemason. Maybe you're only a Blue Lodge and don't know what's going on higher up, but the Jesuits use Freemasonry to fulfill the needs of the Black Pope in Rome, who runs Washington, D.C. through Georgetown University and the Masonic Lodge there in D.C.
Okay, I'm a member of Federal Lodge number 1 in D.C. It's among several Masonic lodges in D.C., and I can tell you for a fact that Freemasonry has nothing to do with the existing conspiracies around the Illuminati or the New World Order or the Black Pope. Frankly, I believe it's still against the Catholic Church to even be a member of a Masonic lodge, because the Masonic lodges were associated with the Reformation and freedom of thought and freedom of speech in a time where the Catholic Church sought to mitigate all of those freedoms and have complete control over free speech. And I think that anyone out there in the audience who goes to visit a Masonic lodge, which visitation is open to the public on the nights that they meet for dinner, for guests to ask questions, you'll find that these are not the people that you would think would take over the world. If we are taking over the world, we're certainly doing it one spaghetti dinner at a time, one cookie sale at a time. So, and you can say, oh, you're not high up enough. And sure, I'm certain that there are people that are very powerful that also happen to be Freemasons that are involved in some questionable things. But the fraternity itself is a fraternity that is based off of freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of religion. Our founders were Freemasons, not because they were conspiring together to seize power, but because they were conspiring together to free man from all oppression and tyranny worldwide. It's an anti-globalist fraternity. It's the oldest fraternity in the world, and one, in my opinion, cannot claim to love America and simultaneously claim to disavow Freemasonry, because without Freemasonry, this country would not exist. Stick with us, folks.
So that is a total defense of Freemasonry from the latest show host that I've heard on the Alex Jones InfoWars channel. What we have here is apologizing for what we all, who anybody who's been down this rabbit hole has seen the evidence of how many tentacles Freemasonry has in U.S. society. It's an underground organization that is highly networked, that shares information, that is legion enough that it can essentially decide who gets elected in the United States, who gets selected as well. From what I've read and from what I've experienced about the Masonic culture and life, I have zero interest in ever joining or taking an oath to the Freemasons, because I could never treat someone else like they've treated me. That said, I am the world's only 55th degree Freemason. I made it up, but at one point, everything that happens in Masonry was essentially made up too. All of their rites, rituals, and so forth, they were made up. And if they can do it, I can do it. That's the equality, right? That's fairness. That's liberty. That's freedom. I'm sure no Freemason at any level would be upset with that and use capital to muck with my life as a result. I will also say, you can say about the same thing about any organization. This is John Dale, by the way. You're listening to Spear for City Limits, broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in Spear for South Dakota. You can basically say the same thing about damn near any organization, that the people at the top are where the corruption is going to be targeted in order to commandeer and use any given organization for evil. So yes, there are many, many good, capable, talented people in Freemasonry, some of whom just joined for the business connections so that they could participate in the market, which is controlled and gatekept by the people who run the lodge, which to me doesn't sound like a free market. It sounds like a fascist market, a de facto fascist market that formed underneath the government. Just because the Freemasons aren't the official signed, sealed, delivered, and stamped government of the United States does not mean they're not behaving like a government. Doesn't mean they can't be fascistic. If the corporate power structure becomes more powerful than our government, then that corporate power structure becomes the government, and whatever processes or rules or history or legacy exists in that organization, those will be applied to you and me in our great society. If we do not adhere to constitutional values, if we don't come out of the lodges and embrace and engage with people like me, then it's done. It's cooked, man. Too easy to hack it. Just too easy to hack it and take it over. One person at the top of each lodge, and then you network those people together. That person can essentially gatekeep, and there's no way to arbiter the morality of all of those people because they're all secret. You don't even know who they are, and they believe they're above the law. I don't think they truly believe there's a God, and based on my research and my reading. So this is someone who has a confirmation bias, who's the latest host. What was his name again? Remember the guy's name?
Greg.
I think his name's Greg something. Anyway, that guy has Chase. Chase, okay. That guy has confirmation bias, and he is a Freemason, and now he's defending Freemasonry because that's sort of what was invented here. If you want to think about it that way, put it in business terms, entrepreneurship terms. So I thought that was a very interesting take, and I wanted to share that, and I wanted to warn everybody that, you know, post-lawsuit, in bankruptcy, the Freemasons have, not all of them, not all of you, have dug into and have hooks and tentacles into the legal process to the extent that the bankruptcy is an opportunity to commandeer InfoWars like a sick patient and a virus. So beware. Right now, stuff coming out of InfoWars, I would, Harrison Smith is good. Alex Jones, obviously very good. Greg Reese, good. John Bowne, I think his name is, very good. Dr. Group, the core of InfoWars and InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life. Dr. Group, that dude has got a lot of good karma. So many, many, many others who have patronized the show, participated in the show. But that Masonic vein has always been there. Leanne McAdoo is one that looks like maybe she's into that kind of thing, that occultishness. I will say about the Catholics here in Spearfish anyway, they have also adopted my family. And I want to say thank you, and I do appreciate the Catholics who are our friends. I don't implicitly hate you because you're Catholic or Christian. I want to be, you know, firm that your church needs reformation. And I've been kind of surprised at how that message was received. When I told that to a dyed-in-the-wool Catholic with like 12 kids, you know, I said the church needs reformation. Her response to me was that there's a longstanding intellectual tradition in the Catholic Church, and asking those kinds of questions is not disqualifying. So kudos to the Catholics for that. Obviously, they have a huge problem with this Jesuit Pope from, what is it, Brazil? Not good. That would be the first thing to reform, is to reinforce your internal rules. It says no Jesuit popes. I think the connection between the Black Pope and D.C. should be examined. I also think that American Catholics do need to lead the charge in terms of reformation for American Catholicism. And I don't know what it turns into, but it's got to make sure any sort of new approach to religion cannot have human sacrifice, in my view, cannot have human sacrifice as its foundational core. You can't go kill some dude or kill a bunch of people and found a religion on that. Implicitly immoral forever. And that's the origin story of Christianity. And that's one of the reasons why I've backed away from it for a very long time. And I studied science in public school and even private school. I did my first science experiment in a Seventh-day Adventist school here in Spearfish. And it was, we put a nail in a can of Coke and we saw if the can of Coke was did anything to the nail. Turns out it does. It eroded the nail, and that was the experiment. And Seventh-day Adventists are focused on diet, so that's one thing. Well, this is Spearfish City Limits. You want to hear some music on the way out? Let's see. Hold on. Let me grab my Get Fiddle here. So one of the productions we're working on in our studio is a classical guitar album. I have many songs that I can convert to classical music format. So this one's called, what did I call this one? I think this is called John Dale's Blues. Have a great day, everyone.